welcome to episode 53 of the Maine Yarn Podcast, brought to you from Knitwit at the Shores.
Yeah, in beautiful Searsport, Maine.
Yes, you may even be able to hear the waves of the ocean behind us. But hi, I'm Julie.
And this is Jen.
And we're so glad to be here this week, this month, huh?
Yes, today. And this week, today.
Yes.
We're just generally happy to be here.
We are. So what we're going to talk about today on the podcast include finished objects.
What we're working on.
We're going to talk about what we want to work on next, of course.
A little shop talk.
Maybe a catastrophe.
Yeah, and Out and About is back.
Yay!
We haven't had this segment in so long.
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then we also will check in on our contest winner.
Yay!
Yay. So I should say, of course, this episode, like many, is brought to you by the fabulous Knitwit Yarn Shop in Portland.
And sometimes in Searsport.
And sometimes in Searsport when it pops up here and there.
So. Yeah, so we are literally on the ocean. I can see it right here. You may hear the waves. More likely you will hear other campers or trucks or dogs barking, so we apologize for that. But, you know, we're out here live in the world.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Yes. Yeah, we're actually out and about this time, the whole episode.
So I heard you had a finished object.
I have a finished object. It's a little bit of a cheat, as you know, because I'm counting it as a finished object, but it's one sock. And the reason I'm counting it as one sock, as a finished object, is because it was a sample sock for the store.
Yep. So that was all we needed.
I finished it.
Yeah.
So not a very exciting finished objects section this month.
Yeah.
But we've got all kinds of stuff we want to work on after we finish what we're working on right now. Well, okay, maybe we won't finish what we're working on right now before we pick up new projects.
Oh, I know, I have that problem.
So what are you working on right now?
Right at the moment, I am working with a brand new yarn that we just got into the shop. Yeah. It's a new fall yarn, but man, it would make an awful wonderful summer project too.
This awful is wonderful.
Awful wonderful. Awfully wonderful. Wicked, wicked awesome. Right?
For Maynard speak.
Yes. Yeah. So this is Elizabeth Smith's Simple Stripes baby blanket, I believe, which has been a favorite in the shop, made out of Barocco Vintage Chunky. But what I'm doing now is I'm making it out of Remix Chunky from Barocco, which is a brand new yarn, like I said.
Yeah.
We currently have... we have Remix and Remix Light, which are fabulous yarns in the store, and they just came out with this chunky. So this blanket is just flying along. I'm already on the third color of six.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's just so nice. It's non-wool, which is what a lot of people like about it. There's no wool in it, and it's 100% recycled.
Yeah.
So it makes great summer tops. And basically for anyone who's sensitive to wool, what was in it?
Yeah, I was just reading, out of curiosity. So it's 30% nylon, 27% cotton, 24% acrylic, 10% silk, and 9% linen.
Yeah, so it makes a great feel, and it's got a little bit of what's that called? Where it has little flecks in it like that.
Yeah, I think heathered, or...
No, it's a thing.
Speckled?
I get...
It's a thing.
Tweed. A little tweedy.
Oh, it's tweedy.
Yes, a little bit tweedy look. Yes, I knew it had a real name. One I'm working right now is a gray color, which is really pretty. Like they all are.
Mm-hmm.
The first two colors I posted on Ravelry the other day because I've got this maroon and this gold.
Yeah.
And so it looks a lot like Harry Potter's Gryffindor scarf. So if anyone's looking to make a Gryffindor scarf for someone for Christmas, I would recommend those two colors. And it'll go really fast. But yes, so this has been fun. This is great. Sitting in class knitting, sitting in the car knitting, because the whole Simple Stripes baby blanket is just knitting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mindless knitting almost.
Yeah, so what are you working on?
Well, what I'm working on right now, that my current obsession is the Sea Glass Tea by Wool and Pine, and it uses, we talked about it last time, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's when I first heard of it.
Yeah,
you mentioned
I have to make that.
And now here I am making it. It uses, for example, leftover fingering weight yarn, which, say somebody had a sock addiction, they might have a lot of fingering weight yarn left over, and it might coordinate really nicely because they always pick the same colors.
Yeah.
So I have that going on. I'm not very far along, but I've done the collar, and I'm about, and it's knitting around, and about a little over 2 inches of the neck.
So it's all one by one color work.
Yes.
So there's no carrying of floats because it's just one by one, right?
Right.
So it makes it a little easier.
Or one carry of float. Yes.
Yeah. But you don't have to go like 5 stitches and pick up your floats.
Yeah, nothing like that.
It's just designed to use up all your fingering white scraps.
Yeah, and everyone's going to be unique, basically, so I like that as well. Even more unique, which you can't be. But it's going to, even if you knit it perfectly with no mistakes, in which case, who are you? It will still be unique because of the different scraps that you used and when you put them in there. So,
yep.
Yeah, very excited about this one.
Very cool.
It's the one, actually, that since I've been making it, it's the one that I believe non-knitters come up to me and go, oh, I love those colors.
Oh,
you know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So what else are you working on?
What else am I working on? The other thing I've been working on pretty consistently is my Open Minds Mystery Knit Along by Laura Nelkin. I was keeping up pretty consistently, about 1 week behind.
Yeah.
And that was because I ripped out my first lace color and replace it with another one when I realized that the yarn I was using wasn't actually lace weight.
Oh yeah.
It was a thin fuzzy alpaca, but I learned from my rep that it was DK weight and not lace weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
I know. But anyway, that's another
weird
story.
Yeah.
And I like this color better. Mm-hmm. I swapped it out and I think I already had done that by the time we talked last time.
Yeah.
So I'm using two colors of Manos del Uruguay.
Manos del Uruguay.
Sorry. And
de nada.
One color of Madeline Tosh Pashmina.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's amazing. And so we're at the retreat, and someone else, a couple of other people were working on this.
Yeah,
so
I saw somebody else working on
it. Somebody else finished it, and she let me see what the last clue was going to look like.
Ooh.
And so it inspired me, because I'm on the point where I'm doing, what is it, Shetland lace.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of, it's not confusing, it's just you have to not be talking and doing other things while you're knitting Shetland lace.
Yeah.
And so I'd occasionally lose a yarn over or something, and I was just getting annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get a lot of my knitting done while I'm watching TV, and it's just not TV knitting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then I saw her finished project, and I got re-inspired, so it was lovely.
Great.
Yeah, so that's keeping going, but there hasn't been a lot of downtime at the retreat, so I've been making more progress on my simple stripes, because I can just sit there and listen to people and knit garter stitch all day long without, you know, even realizing that I'm doing it. So what else have you been working on?
Oh, you know what? I am missing something else here. I've got to add another project.
Okay.
So let me just tell you now and see if I can add it. I have a pair
of
socks.
You can add it after we talk.
Yeah. I've got a pair of socks that I've been working on. Surprise. I know. It's like a real shock. How could I be working on a pair of socks? But I have another pair of socks going that I started, I'm going to say, maybe the end of last year. And I put them aside in preparation for teaching the sock class. Remember that?
Yeah.
When that was in February or January or something?
Yeah.
I put them aside. And then the other day I was like, oh, wait, I've already made one sock of a pair. I should just, like, finish the other sock.
You should.
And I should have finished it, by the way, before we recorded. But I've been obsessed with the sea glass tea.
I know, it is pretty. I can't wait to start. But I'm really trying to finish at least one thing before I start that. Even though I started this blanket. But I kind of justified it because it's for the shop, I guess. And I needed something mindless.
We don't have to
for
justify.
The car.
Yeah.
True.
So what else?
That's
what
all I got. On? I've been fairly monogamous this month.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, weird, huh?
I know. We're both working on different things there. I also have been working on my ranunculus a little bit. It's actually in the camper right now.
Nice.
But I've got to pick that one back up as
How far are you?
I'm still not that far. I think I've done maybe 2 rounds of it. So it's just, I've got, I actually just got, this has got nothing to do with anything, but you know how through loops, I got a little bit inspired about how to organize my my yarn stash and my knitting areas, because I can have a stash, but I can also have a where I knit storage.
Yep.
And I just got a new little drawer units next to the new chair. So I'm going to set that up and put all my, you know, knits by in order in each of those five drawers.
Yep.
And I can just pull from those while I'm watching TV and get much more organized. So I'm very excited about that. We'll see if it works.
Cool. All right. I think we have a word from our sponsor.
Yes. So word from our sponsor, who is Knitwit Yarn Shop. Knitwit Yarn Shop in Portland, Maine, and sometimes Searsport, Maine, has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. And you can find them online, too. www.knitwitportland.com is where you can shop the store virtually and explore some fun project ideas. Just click on shop to get to the online store. Also, follow them on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwits. And are we on Ravelry too?
Oh, we are on Ravelry.
Yeah, nice. Ravelry as well.
Yeah, come find us there. So, what we want to work on next, this is my never-ending black hole of things.
Yeah, no, and we can't actually put everything we want to work on next.
I know, I just remembered another one. So, I actually started scanning this one up before I left, and I swatched for it. So it may be in the what I worked on category, but I just left it here because we already finished that category.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Holderness Tank from Quince & Company.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So we recently put it out on Instagram and in our newsletter as the shop, and I just loved it so much I bought this stuff right there to make it. So, yes, this is made out of Kestrel, and I need my annual Kestrel knit. It's just so pretty. It's just a little tank top, but it's nice and kind of flowy, and I think it would still be flattering on various sizes of people. And I think it does come with a lot of different sizes available. Let's see. So anywhere from a 32 3/4 inch bust up to 69 1/4 inch. So nice size inclusion here. And yeah, it's worked from the bottom up. And just, it's got a little folded hem, which is cute. So can't wait to get that started. I brought it with me, but I haven't started it yet just because I've, you know, wanted to finish something. I don't know. I don't know if I can, I don't know. We'll see.
Socks.
I may
finish
start.
Some socks.
I know I got two pair of socks on the needles, but I haven't been knitting on them lately. I just keep getting distracted. I need another sock class, I guess, to get me remotivated.
Ooh. Well, there may be one in the future. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So what do you want to work on next?
So I would like to want to work on all the things, but I'm going to hold some of it for the retreat discussion because there was a lot of inspiration at the retreat. I am still wanting to put a sock design out there, and I think I talked about it last time, but I had ran into a little bit of a brick wall on my sock design that I wanted to do. It was just the knitting gods were conspiring against me. It wasn't my fault at all. but the yarn got all snarled up, so I spent a lot of time untangling the yarn, and what should have been plenty of time to put just a gauge swatch and a design idea out there in the world was not enough time, and I gave up on it. But that doesn't mean I can't do it again. I can do another sock design and submit it somewhere else, you know, that doesn't have that same time frame. So I still want to do that. I've still got lots of ideas kicking around in my head that I want to try out. And yes, that's mine. Let's see. Yeah, that's what I meant by sock design, I think. So what else have you got on your list?
Oh, still the sea glass tee, which I think we talked about enough earlier. I definitely want to start that. I've picked out all my yarn. I think I have enough for two of them when I weighed it out, and I know where I want to start. And I just did I gauge swatch? I think I'm in the middle of a gauge swatch actually. That's where that one got to. So it's not as far as you went, but you were inspiring me when you brought all the yarn to trivia the other night, and we had yarn all over our table in the bar. And,
oh, so nice.
Yeah,
so much fun.
Not usually what you see in a bar, but whatever. You know, Chuck has his, he's got a mug there, so I don't know if everyone has mug clubs where they go, but, you know, you can like, buy a mug, and then, like, you're the only one who drinks out of that one, and you get a discount. So he's got one of those, and they always know it's his because he's got knitting stickers on it. So we've got the knit, I can't even say it then, National Park. National parks with knits in it.
National Park? That's not how I remember it, though.
No. Knitational Park? No, that's like our Knitastrophes. I don't remember. Anyway,
it sounds like you've been drinking out of Chuck's mug there.
No. So anyway, there are pictures of national parks where, like, the mountains or the sunshine are made of, like, knitted fabric or yarn.
Yeah.
And we've got those in the shop, but he grabbed a couple of them and put them on his mug there, so it's very, very unique. And I don't know where I was going. Just that we're turning the bar into sort of a knitting bar now.
Yeah.
So join us Tuesday nights. Pat's Pizza in Windham.
Yeah, if you're in Windham, Maine.
If you want to come for some trivia.
It's where all the cool knitters are.
Yeah. And there was once a knitting question on trivia that we got wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was so freaking obscure.
I still call foul on that one.
Yeah, what was it? It was like,
what do you call this? Like, what, you find the stitch in what?
No, it wasn't even a word stitch. It was like, what,
where would you find
hobby uses the horseshoe and
barley,
the crab or something. Yeah. And they were types of cable patterns.
From a stitchinary?
Yeah. It was just so obscure and random.
Yeah.
And then his clue, which made me mad, was like, oh, you might find your grandmother doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? We're sitting right here knitting.
Yeah.
I'm not your grandmother.
We're right here. Right in front of you.
Yeah. So we
argued with him. And we have sharp objects.
Yeah. Luckily, as a trivia director guy, he is used to the griping, and he took it well.
Yep.
So that's what makes it so much fun. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't even know. What we want to work on.
Oh, it was sea glass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Scraps all over the table in the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so I do want to work on that. We just have to finish something.
Yeah.
And not keep starting everything, which is just not going to happen. So. All right. What else do you want to work on next?
I still want to work on the botanique. Mm-hmm. I managed to successfully hold off from stealing that yarn and using it for this tea.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would be gorgeous in this tea. But it's not scraps yet. It'll have to be for the second one that I do.
Yeah.
So, yes, I want to do the botanique shawl.
Oh, that might be cool, though, to make one of these out of... Just take a few full skeins and make it, like, less scrappy and more... On purpose-y?
So this one, I should have talked about this, but in my sea glass tea, and I don't know I'm going to love it, but I had two skeins of fingering weight yarn, surprise, surprise, that hadn't been touched. And they were very similar. One was kind of pinkish and one was kind of purplish. And I divided them into like four mini skeins and then wound them all up together. So this will change. It'll be a back and forth.
So Jackie, whoever you are.
I don't know.
Julie is holding about a softball sized ball of yarn in her hands.
This is more than you're going to need. And I'm going to use this as my quote unquote main color, even though it's actually two colors.
Main with an E or no?
No E. You don't have to do it this way, but I have seen some beautiful ones where it's one main color all the way through. And then my little ends are the ones that change more frequently.
Yes.
So I've got these teeny tiny balls.
Those are like golf balls she's got there.
Or
a bag
even,
of...
golf or ping pong or something really small. I've got a bag of those, and I'm going to alternate those as I go through.
Yes.
And see what it does.
It is looking gorgeous, though.
Thank you.
I love it. I can't wait to start. I have to start all the things.
All the things.
I need to knit faster.
Yeah, this is very addictive.
You can probably hear my needles clicking.
If you're a color person, this is very absorbing because you're making a fabric as you go along. I mean, you're always making fabric, but you're making a unique colorway. So anyway, I'll quit. I'll quit on that right now. It'll come back again, but for right now, I'll quit.
So my other thing I've got on my list is to continue working on my master hand knitter from the TKGA level 2, and I've done nothing since last month where I swore I would get at it.
The Knitting Guild Association of America.
I did set up my binder a little better, and I moved it from room to room a few times.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah.
Sometimes that helps.
Yeah, and I've read other people's posts about working on it.
Yeah.
So I'm getting there.
Yes, mentally.
Yeah.
You're preparing yourself mentally.
Yes, but I had to prepare for this retreat a lot.
Yeah.
And now we've got two things coming up, which we can also talk about in Out and About Yarn Crawls. So don't let me forget those.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Well, actually, speaking of, is it time for that?
No.
No? Okay. But what's that?
Shop talk.
Okay. We'll go to shop talk.
Okay, which is not where we put the retreat. The retreat's in Out and About.
No, 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 but you said yarn crawl, and I saw that, and I was like, that's kind of a yarn crawl, isn't it?
We can put them in this category, but that is not.
I'm so getting ahead of you, sorry.
Is Madeline Tosh is bringing their truck of one-of-a-kind knits to our shop in Portland.
Nice.
So, Mad Tosh Mobile. I don't forget what, that might be what he calls his van, but he's bringing his van full of yarn.
Yeah.
July 8th.
Ooh, that's coming right up.
Yes. So watch your newsletters for the exact time because I got to get on that and send that out.
Yeah.
Soon. Probably next week. But yeah, July 8th, plan on being in Portland. A one time only event.
It's Thursday?
Thursday, yep. I think it's 4 to 6.
Yeah.
The shop will be open. That's our open knitting time, which is back.
Yay.
And yeah, I think I think that's it. But it's going to be pretty exciting.
That's what made me think yarn crawl, because it's kind of a backwards yarn crawl. You don't have to move, but the van comes to you.
Yes.
That's why I was confused.
Okay. There are two yarn crawls coming up, both around the same time frame. They both start in the beginning of July. Mm-hmm. I know the main yarn cruise starts July 1st.
Yeah, I got to get my bag for that.
And yeah, the bags are selling out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There will be more bags coming, but they might not be till late July. Ah. Most shops should still have some if you go
Can
in
you
on
hold
July 1st.
One for me?
We'll see. If you go in on July 1st, most yarn shops should still have their bags. But yeah, it's been super popular. So this is, we've done this a few times, talked about it on the podcast, where we go from... it's just all throughout Maine.
Saco, maybe, is the southernmost. I don't know what it is this year, but...
Yarn Cellar, I think, is the
south.
I forget what town they're in.
Something like that.
Kennebunk?
Yeah.
Anyway, but all the way up to Lubeck, Eastport. I don't know which shops exactly are participating, because I'm not in my shop. I don't have it with me here.
Yeah. But Knitwit is a participant
this year. Yeah, first time Knitwit's participating. And Port Fiber in downtown Portland is participating.
Oh, it's right up the street.
Yeah, so basically come down to Portland and check us out. Yeah. And it's the yarn cruise goes until like October 15th, so you have plenty of time.
Yeah.
If you don't get your bags, you know, on July 1st, you're fine. You can come anytime during the summer. So yeah, and then we're also participating in the Great Northern Yarn Haul, which is we did last year. It was semi-virtual, but it also not. And it doesn't last quite as long, but I believe it also starts early in July. There are just two or three shops in Maine that participate, in a lot in New Hampshire and Vermont.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a different geographic area, but again, a similar idea. Prizes for visiting shops and, you know, all kinds of good stuff. So get your yarn going.
Great.
All right. Catastrophe?
Yes.
Anybody?
So I did have a catastrophe starting my knit in the round sweater. Surprise, surprise. I had a Mobius strip. And that was because this might be a cheat, but a lot of the time when I'm knitting in the round, like socks, I will knit the stitches before I join them. So I cast on, I knit, and then I join, because it's a lot easier to see. The more stitches you have, the harder it is to see that you don't have a Mobius strip.
Yes.
And it actually took me about 5 or 6 rows to realize that that was what was going on. Especially with all the funky colors, you know, and it was twisting and I just
couldn't
tell.
That was what happened to my one giant cowl, remember? Yes. It's still sitting in timeout.
Oh, yeah. So I started again. It's fine. And I did my cheat. But the reason is the first time I did it, I did not do my cheat. I did not knit all my stitches. And you can see the finishing isn't quite as perfect because I've got a row of purl.
That's okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's cute.
But it looks like I've got a row of purl above my
You're wearing a pearl
neckline. Yeah, there we go.
Yes. All right. And now we come to our Out and About segment.
And we're actually out and about.
Ta-da!
Yay!
So, yeah, we are here, finally. We've been talking about this for months and months, getting ready. And, you know, COVID, we didn't know what was going to happen. And it was a lot of touch and go, but
yeah.
Man, we had some amazing people come out for this, and yeah. I think everyone had an amazing time.
Yes.
So, as we said, we had three teachers.
Jackie Adina joined us and showed us Indigo Shibori Dyeing.
Yes.
And just beautiful dark blue, light blue hues, scarves, yarn, all kinds of things.
Yeah, amazing ways to wrap your fabrics before putting it in the pot to get these amazing indigo hues. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bought a big 2 yards of like just a plain white fabric.
Yeah.
And I dyed that.
Yeah, and that looked awesome.
Came out so good. I'm going to cut it up and make shirt number 1 from 100 acts of sewing out of it. So
I just want to buy a bunch of like white shirts now and dye them.
Just get on the tie-dye.
Yeah. Or marbles and all the stuff we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. She also taught a mini dye rainbow class, and mm-hmm. the colors came out so pretty and vibrant.
Those are so nice.
There'll be pictures of all these out on our website. I think I'm going to make a page on the Knitwit Portland website to put all these. But man, so pretty.
Yeah.
And then we had Bristol Ivy.
Yep.
I
did Knitting Outside the Box. Is that the one you did?
I kind of. I was the only one who signed
up. You had your own class.
For my section.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone just picked her other time. Everyone got to pick their own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the only one who picked that time slot with Bristol. And so she and I just hung out.
So you had like private tutoring.
Yeah, but there was a lot of other people who just wanted to hang out with Bristol. So we were just chilling. Yeah. But I've read her Knitting Outside the Box book.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's amazing. Do you want to talk about what she talked about there?
So, in fact, that was the thing I said I learned. So it was really helpful for if you're thinking about designing or you are designing and just getting your head around things like how to do increases and decreases and how to think about them slightly differently, short rows, but any kind of increase or decrease, and just learning the maths, because Bristol's really good at the technical side of it and explaining it in a way that makes it make sense. So for me, I started off with a hat that I was trying to figure out how to do a short row decrease to finish a hat. And once she explained it to me that the crown of the hat was just a bunch of triangles joined up,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that translates in words the way it does in the picture in my head. but that was really helpful. And she went through and we pulled some cards. We had a few kind of random association. What would you do? How would you knit this? What would you change? What are you working on? And what would you change in it? So we got some really good ideas out of that. And then I have a really good idea, but I'm not going to tell you what it is until I actually design it.
Cool.
But I've got a really funky idea for something I'm going to call the Meta Socks.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. But anyway, yeah, very inspiring. As were all the sessions, but.
And she also taught a class on, that was Knitting Outside the Box. She did shawl shapes as well.
Yeah, which we have taken before.
We both took that one through the guild.
Yeah.
So we probably talked about that on this, and if you're a member of our guild, you would have been there. Basically just showing the math of how to design any shape of shawl, like how many increases per row, you know, how many rows of increase, how many rows flap between different rows with increases, and how it creates a, you know, a semicircle or a triangle or all the different standard shapes of shawls that you could create. And then you just kind of fill in the inside with any pattern you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes designing really more attainable
for
us mere mortals. But she's and she's so wonderful. We had so much fun with her.
Yeah. And a dog lover. So what? How could you?
Yeah.
You know? How could you not love her?
Yeah. And then we had Alicia Plummer.
Yeah, who's also amazing.
Yeah, I took both of her classes. Mm-hmm. So her first one was sheep to sweater or sheep to shawl. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Sheep to sweater?
Sheep. I don't know. Anyway.
Sheep to something.
So basically,
now you're feeling sheepish.
She brought in an entire raw fleece, showed us how to skirt it, how to wash it, and, you know, taught us about the staple lengths and, you know, what you're looking for in a good fleece.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to a fiber festival and picking one out.
Don't get fleeced.
Yeah. And then we learned how to card our washed fibers. Not the same ones. She just kind of had another set that had already been washed, because you have to let it dry for a while. And then she taught us how to spin on the drop spindle. And we talked a little bit about spinning on a wheel, too.
Yeah.
So it was just amazing. And then you got your own handmade yarn that you can make your own sweater out of. So, yeah. And then you can go dye it. Dip it in your indigo pot.
I know. It's the whole thing.
I'm so excited. And then design your own sweater out of it. And I feel like a lot of people came away really inspired from all these. The other class that Alicia took was called Spoken Stitches.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a lot about how she, her design process, which is polar opposites from Bristol's.
Yeah.
She doesn't, there is some basics of math and shapes.
Heart and mind. So she's heart and Bristol's mind.
Yeah. Okay. They're a good combination.
Yeah.
But this class was about kind of getting in touch with your feelings and how she uses her feelings to
inform
design. Mm-hmm. She's got a simple shawl, but man, the stories she told about what the different things in it mean.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to share that with anybody. That can be your private thoughts about what it was that that inspired it for you and why it has so much meaning.
Yeah.
And people are just going to love it because it's beautiful. It's not going to be. But then she took us through the process of, doing our own writing, doing some free writing, and then picking an idea and delving into the imagery of it, and then taking that imagery and sketching it. And, whether it's literal or figurative.
Yeah. Me, it was like a little bit, I don't want to talk about it right now, but it was a little bit of free therapy thrown in with my knitting classes. So that was awesome.
Yep. So I'm thinking about, I've got a cowl pattern planned now and sketched out. And, that may be something I release. So we'll see.
Yay.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. So that's another, same with me. I go to Knitwit all the time, but I went to your pop-up store and had to buy little Fox Vixen yarns that were calling my name.
Yes.
Colors that go perfectly together.
Vixen.
Yeah, and right before her class. And the class was supposed to be in DK?
Worsted.
Yeah,
Fennec. Little Fox Fennec was what she had designed it around.
But, of course, I have to design something. But I already have a design started. I've been thinking about it, actually.
Awesome.
Overnight. I'm going to change a few things.
Good. It's so much fun. I just want to sit here and, do all the things now.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm going to go back to my real life soon. Goodness.
Yeah. So
I don't even know what day it is anymore. I think it's Sunday. I have one more day off before I go back to my day job.
I don't. I should have brought, that's what I was just saying to Scott. I should have brought my work computer. We could have stayed here one more day.
Mm-hmm.
It still worked. But anyway, there's so much inspiration from this, and it's so great to meet people and make new friends of people are like-minded, as Cindy said. So I told Cindy it was burning. So Cindy was our organizer.
Yep.
Cindy Hallam. And she said it as well. It's so great to be around people who are, creative types, the yarn creatives.
Mm-hmm.
And just all be here together and exploring this joyous activity. And also it makes it so much cooler that it's really the first one for a lot of us since this horrible plague.
Yeah.
Where we can actually be around each other safely, and even hugs, were possible. No masks. And it's, people could wear masks, but I think in this place, we're actually in a pretty good place. We've done a lot of fully vaccinated people. So it was just so nice and freeing to have all of that come together.
Don't forget about our wonderful yoga teacher.
Oh, thank you.
Miss Julie Nye taught us yoga every morning, and I made it 2 of the 3 days. I was late, but not. I made it.
There's no pressure in yoga.
Yeah. and then we had delicious food.
Yeah.
And you can't forget the campground itself, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the campground really has, so much character.
Yeah.
And the tide is coming in, and, literally, it's right there. So I think you can hear it. I've seen, the things start bumping up more. So I don't know if it was the wind or the tide, but you can definitely hear it as it's getting closer. And I just love that sound.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's another star of the show. It's the location.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, so Searsport... Sorry.
Searsport Shores.
Searsport Shores Campground.
Ocean Campground.
Yeah, is the one to look for. For this retreat, you know, next year, right?
Hopefully.
But if anytime you're in Maine and looking for a campground, this is a very artsy campground as well. There are goats, there are sheep, there's the ocean... There's always somebody doing something arty.
Yeah, like music, just pop up, people playing music.
Yep. So it's great. It's a great place.
Oh, and we watched Shaun the Sheep one night, which was pretty funny.
And really appropriate.
Yeah, it's a tough one to knit on something you have to look at, though, because
there's no sound.
There is sounds, but there's no words. It's just sound effects. It's really all visual humor.
Yeah.
And it was funny, and it went with the theme of... So, we had fun.
Yeah.
But overall, just an amazing weekend, and I can't believe it's over. So, all right. One more segment that you've all been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Our contest giveaway.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So, last time, we talked about two beautiful, I believe, mauve-ish colors of Noro... Silk Garden, one solo and one variegated. And we're very excited to announce our Ravelry winner.
Drum roll, please.
Drum, 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 drum. We're very excited to announce the winner is Jenny. Jenny Howard, 630. Jenny from Ohio.
Yay.
So what does Jenny need to do to receive this wonderful prize?
She needs to send an email or a Ravelry message to me, Flex of Fiber. Or the email, you can email the shop if you want, info@knitwitportland.com. Let us know you are the winner and give us your mailing address, and we will get these two skeins of Noro Silk Garden out to you in these beautiful coordinating colors.
Yay! Congratulations! Yay.
Congrats, Jenny. All right.
You know what we didn't talk about, though, with the retreat?
What?
Amazing swag. So talking about amazing swag.
Sorry.
So, Jenny, you are a huge winner. Congratulations. But I do want to say... Everybody at the retreat was also a winner because the amazing swag bag,
your
suppliers really came through.
Yeah, we
Knitwit
had some
really
great
came through.
Vendors.
Yeah.
Donated some stuff. And
yeah, and Knitwit gave us all bottles and books.
We have our retreat colorway.
Yeah, we had our retreat colorway that Nigel may have decided he likes.
Uh oh. There's more available. There will be some available in the shop if you need to get it, but it won't
Might
be recreated.
To.
We have a little bit left over from the shop up there.
But all kinds of yarn and tools and great things from Barocco. And I'm going to forget. I'm not going to name all the vendors, but amazing, amazing. And then giveaways as well.
Yeah. Everyone
every
won a prize.
Yeah. So it really was an amazing retreat, even without... The amazing swag, but the amazing swag also needs to be mentioned. So,
all right,
didn't want to forget that.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, you've come to the end of another Maine yarn.
Mm-hmm.
You can find our show notes at knitwitportland.com.
Yep,
because you can click on the Maine Yarn podcast link there while you're shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
We do want to thank our sponsor, Knitwit.
You're welcome.
In Portland and every now and then in Searsport.
Right. Awesome.
Until then, happy knitting, everyone.
Happy knitting. Bye-bye.